Why Trace Mineral Supplementation for the Cowherd Crew. Let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro. We're going to hear from them in just a few minutes. The American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. First and foremost, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and those ladies that act as moms, the aunts, the cousins, the sisters, the friends. Happy Mother's Day. There's still plenty of time to celebrate.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day to you all. And in case you forgot, it's not too late. They'll still appreciate a quick phone call, maybe some flowers. Hell, us ladies will take flowers anytime. We'll put it that way.
And speaking of the calendar dates, next week, or starting this upcoming week, is the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale.
Kicks off Thursday, May 15th.
Thursday night is the big kickoff concert with Gary Allen. Tiger Lily Gold is going to be there. Tanner Laws that we've talked to is going to be there. It's going to be a fun
time. We're going to be there.
We're going to be there. And you have mentioned this before, that if you may be just traveling in the area, you're going across the interstate, and you would happen to be, you maybe didn't plan on taking in the Buck and Horse Sale, if you're there this weekend, just turn off. I mean, it's a mile off of the interstate?
It's
not even?
Not even a mile. And I talk to a lot of folks when they're traveling through Montana in the month of May, and I say how gorgeous of a state it is to see in May, but they don't even realize the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is going on. So I'm telling you, swing in, because there's more to do than just go to the Bucking Horse Sale. You can go
exactly
to a great trade show. There's going to be live country music. There's music every night. Good old street dances going on downtown.
And the downtown shopping and stuff?
Yes,
is that where you were going?
That's where I was going. I said the word downtown because so many folks don't realize all the cool shops and nostalgia, history. If you're looking for Western lifestyle, head to Mile City, Montana.
Tickets are going fast, so head to buckinghorsesale.com. Okay, I know we just got into the show, but we're going to take a quick commercial break because we have lots to go through today. Trace mineral supplementation in the cowherd. We talk Multimin 90. And what do these markets hold? We go into a Q&A session with Kirk. It's the Ranch It Up Radio Show crew. Keep it parked. Are you looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Look no further than Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. With Westway Feed, scientifically formulated liquid feed, your cattle will gain weight faster and stay healthier, ensuring you get the best return on your investment. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517 to learn more. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production. One supplement at a time. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 15th through the 18th in Mile City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Gary Allen and special guest Tiger Lily Gold. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. Attention cattle producers. Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multimin 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multimin 90. Multimin 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching Newscast. And so glad to be hanging out with each and every one of you. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or you can text 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at ranchitupshow. It's breeding season for many in the seed stock business, and for some commercial producers, breeding season is just right around the corner. Let's talk getting those cows in shape, or as I say all the time, setting them up for success. So here's a question for you. In getting those cows set up for success, are you sure that you are hitting their nutritional requirement? Are you paying attention to vitamins, minerals, and are you paying attention to trace minerals? Why should we consider trace mineral supplementation if we are already balancing their rations? This is where Multimin 90 from Axiota Animal Health comes in. Multimin 90 is a prescription injectable aqueous solution that provides trace mineral supplementation of zinc, copper, manganese, and selenium, and it's given sub-Q, subcutaneously. Dr. Bill Weldon, CEO of Axiota Animal Health, joins us today. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for coming on the program with us.
So if we are already balancing rations the way that we need to with any one of these great feed companies, why do we need to supplement with Multimin 90? Aren't we getting those four trace minerals already in our rations?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And oral programs, you know, we see ourselves as a complement to oral programs. So we don't tell folks that they shouldn't use oral programs. We think that's the base. That's where you get the base of nutrition. But there's certain times during the production cycle where there's an increased demand for some of these trace minerals. There's also a lot of things orally that can cause our trace mineral status to vary. So things like antagonists that are in the feed, variable intake. You know, if we're doing a free choice type supplementation, we don't know exactly what that cow is eating and what they're not.
And if she is even eating it altogether, right? I guess that's true.
Yeah, exactly. So what we talk about is strategic supplementation with Multimin 90, because it allows us to go in and very quickly increase the nutrient status of those four trace minerals. So again, zinc, copper, manganese, and selenium within hours in the blood and within a day in the liver based on our research. And it allows us to make sure that we've got everybody supplemented because we're injecting it, so we know they got it. And then it allows us to make sure across the herd everybody's ready as we go through some of these periods where we know demand will be increased, things like breeding and calving and weaning and immunization. So getting everybody fully supplemented so they're ready to take on some of those challenges that we know they're going to have during production.
Strategic supplementation. What does that mean? Sounds neat, but what is it?
Yeah, it means that you're getting the trace minerals in and preparing the cow for these events that we know are going to have an increased demand. So it allows us to come in to give a higher concentration at a very specific time over a short period of time. So that's why the injectable format is so beneficial in this case, is because we see those blood levels increase within hours based on our research, as well as liver levels increases within a day. Using an oral product to do that, or with the oral, it can take weeks to get the same level of supplementation that we can get pretty quickly. That's why we talk about strategic supplementation. So we go in at a very specific time, and we get the levels up quickly and kind of get rid of that variation we talked about that we have with only the oral programs.
I know so many producers on all different levels, but especially the seed stock side, that Multimin is part of their program. They won't give that up. In that particular situation, maybe we're utilizing ET, maybe it's in vitro, maybe it's artificial insemination, all of the above. So there is a tremendous interest and investment into that little baby of what the potential return could be based on their operation. So if we twist this and we put this in a cow-calf situation, tell me the financial impact of how does this help me financially? I know I'm really digging on this, but that's what a lot of guys want to know. Tell me how that kind of works in a cow-calf outfit.
We've done a lot of research to actually look at what does this strategic supplementation, you know, so the minerals don't care where they came from. They could be from the oral program, or they could be supplemented through Multimin 90. And really making sure those cows are in good shape, getting ready to breed. You know, we see a lot of benefits from that, from good trace mineral status, good trace mineral condition of those cows. So condensed breeding times. We see increased reproductive rates. There's a lot of benefits of having that, you know, good trace mineral status as we go into the breeding season, or, you know, prior to calving, making sure that the cows are supplemented, which makes sure the calves are supplemented when they hit the ground. You know, that allows us to have better outcomes, you know, and more profit. And those cows are really valuable, and the calves are really valuable right now. So we need to make sure that make sure we're doing all we can to take care of them with this type of supplementation.
That cow doesn't know if she's a seed stock cow that you're trying to raise a $30,000 bull that we're going to syndicate, right? She doesn't know that. She doesn't know that she's trying to raise your son or daughter's next show heifer. Or if we've got 500 commercial cows, she doesn't know that she is an efficient factory, that she is, we're trying to get her to produce as efficiently as she can. She doesn't know which one it is. It just comes down to, doesn't it, just dollars and cents, I mean, on a person's operation. Because a cow doesn't know what her job is if it's to raise this bull. She just needs to have a baby.
Yeah, that's right. No, and making sure that they're ready to do that and go through these periods is really the important piece in the whole concept we talk around strategic supplementation.
So now we get into the science a little bit more of multi-min 90 and yes, needs a veterinarian prescription to able to administer, which I'm going to say I very much encourage that because it forces us to have more engaging conversations with our veterinarians where they act as consultants, not just fixing a prolapse on a cow. We want to have a better relationship than our vets just coming out and doing that. So recently, multi-min 90 received FDA approval. Why was that significant on that side? Because I know that this was a long road that y'all went down to be able to get that. So why is that important to me as a producer?
What that is FDA's confirmed that the product, when used according to label, is safe and effective. So, you know, we've gone to the trouble to do the studies to prove that the product works. And FDA's given us our approval. So when used according to the label, the product's safe, the product's effective. It also guarantees that the product is manufactured to the highest standard. So it's manufactured as a drug. So when we think about you know, our manufacturing sites and how all that works, you know, our producers can be assured that the product is safe, it's effective, and it's manufactured to the highest standards.
So a practical application, what if I still do have my lick tanks out? Number one, do I need to change? Because like you just said, it's getting into the animal so much quicker and she's able to utilize it and break it down, metabolize it. So do I need to take her off my lick tanks? And do I need to be cautious of what if she's getting a little bit too much? Can she regulate herself?
Yeah, we shouldn't take them off the lick tanks or any of that. No, we wouldn't recommend that at all.
Keep that going.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep that base oral program going. We've done all of our studies to show that there's a margin of safety there that we really don't have to worry about that, assuming it's used according to the label. And that's part of the reason it's a prescription product, is to make sure folks know, you know, how much to use and that sort of thing.
So, to answer that very question, what I just asked.
Absolutely right.
Multi-Min 90 has been around since 2010. Anything new with the product?
Yeah, really nothing new in the product. The product's exactly the same. What's new is the FDA approval. That's caused us to have to redo some of the box. So the box will look a little bit different. There's important safety information and prescribing information that's now included. So it looks more like a drug that you might get versus the old Multi-Min product.
Specific application. And this is, I'm asking this for me specifically. So if I'm on a program where I'm sinking my heifers, which I am, and I'm using luteolase, can I also give this at the same time because I get to run them through a chute once? How does that work? Can I use it at the same time that I'm using some of these other reproductive drugs?
Yeah. They can. It can be used. The only thing that we shouldn't do is if they're giving other types of selenium boluses or other trace mineral oral products at the same time or other injectable trace mineral products, we shouldn't do those concurrently, but any other products, it's fine to use at the same time.
So when we've got her in the chute, we can do this. We don't have to run her in again a few days later. Because if we are in like a 7-7 window or something, and we're running those girls in a week three times, if we can eliminate a fourth time is beneficial.
No, absolutely. No, we want people to use it when the cow's in the chute. That's how we've tried to design the product so it could be used exactly at those times.
So, Bill, my last question is, those people that want to start using Multi-Min 90, is the best way to get it in your hands first to start with your veterinarian and have that conversation because it is prescription only? Is the vet probably the best place to start?
Yeah, we always tell folks to talk to their veterinarian, but you can also, you know, we have a website. It's axiota.com. So that's AXIOTA.com. There, it has listings of reps as well as important safety information and prescribing and full prescribing information that folks can look at, as well as a lot of other information about the product and how to use it.
Dr. Bill Weldon, CEO of Axiota Animal Health, we so much appreciate the time. Echoing what Bill said, any questions, direct them to your veterinarian and head to Axiota Animal Health or website to find additional information. Just go to axiota.com. We will have the links in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com for your convenience. Crew, it's time for a quick break. When we come back, we talk markets, numbers, and a whole lot more right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Keep it parked.
Should I sell heifers or keep some as replacements? That is a tough question, looking at the prices that these feeder heifers are bringing. Consider upgrading your cow herd, all while providing that extra shot of heterosis. Look no further than Gelby and Balancer Genetics. Discover the cow power with Gelby and Balancer. Gelby and Balancer. Smart, reliable, profitable. Gelby.org.
LivestockMarket.com offers all the tools you need for a successful production sale. The easy-to-use online platform makes it super easy to take bids from anywhere in the world. Buyers can place pre-bids and real-time bids, browse your sales catalog, and watch your sale broadcast live. LivestockMarket.com is also the ideal platform for private treaty sales and timed online-only auctions. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, horses, sheep, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes. Country music's Gary Allen. Take off. Live in concert Thursday, May 15th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guest Tiger Lily Gold. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Gary Allen with special guest Tiger Lily Gold at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. Kirk, numbers, what do you got for us, buddy?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. Friday, May 2nd. May feeders closed at 294.87.5. That's up 422.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index up 650 at 296.38. That left the basis at a positive 150.5 versus May futures. June live cattle closed at 211.42.5. That's up 312.5 on the week, with cash trading 218 in the south to 222 to 223 in the north. Man, what crazy good prices, Tigger. The five-area weighted average was up 994 at 220.99. That left the basis versus June futures at positive $9.56.5. So futures are trailing cash a little bit here. Choice boxes were up 642 at 342.90. The weekly slaughter was 559,000 head. That's up 4,000 head from last week and 63,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights remained at 877 pounds. Which is 25 pounds over last year. The combination of lower slaughter and higher dress weights left production down 0.3% from last week at 2.4% less than this week last year. To wrap this up, May corn closed at 460.75. That's down 16.5 on the week. Corn needs to hold these levels to prevent chart damage.
Now, before I let you go, Kirk, got a couple questions for you. You know, we've been watching awful close what these way up prices have been, you know, going for with these way up bulls and cows and pears and grass calves. And I mean, everything has just been extremely exciting if you're on the selling side in the cattle business. So in all your years of watching the markets and analyzing, and when you take all of these other factors with tariffs and trade and you throw all this together, are you seeing any kinds of red flags or warnings as we start to go into this summer season? Because before you know it, we're going to be reporting on sales from Superior. And I mean, we're going to be fixing to, I know a lot of guys are just branding now, but we're fixing to start marketing calves and looking at options. So are you seeing any kind of red flags when you're looking at how hot these markets have been, where you're saying, wait a minute, we might have to maybe just watch this thing a little closely here or there, or is it the other way where
there is so much trade and tariff talk that's literally changing day by day, where we just got to kind of stay up on the news and what's happening.
Well, we clearly went through an emotional reaction relative to the tariffs. That's very much a political reaction based on which side of the aisle you kind of lean towards. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I guess we'll leave that kind of where it is. I would say right now it's settled down. As far as the supply side, I'm not seeing any concerns. I think there's plenty of demand. Actually, I just read a report. Beef is considered to have the highest demand it's had in 25 years, even with these prices. You know, there's obviously the unknown that's always out there and is always a concern. But as we sit here today, exports are still relatively high, given how high our prices are. Imports really haven't slowed at all. So through all the trade stuff, I don't know that that had an effect that showed up in the numbers at all. If I'm looking for red flags, I'm probably looking out in time, and I'm looking at how profitable the cow-calf sector is going to be, and do we start to see herd growth this fall? There's no sign of it happening. Well, just barely starting right now, nothing significant. But are we going to start growing the herd with the kind of profit levels the cow-calf sector will see this fall?
You know, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's the big question right there. I mean, and you and I have talked a lot just as buddies, and we have said when we can sell these heifer calves for X amount of dollars in the fall, or if we're retaining them and we're selling them as breads or something. I mean, when those types of prices are looking at you, you know, when you've got cash in hand and you're looking at what these girls are bringing, it's kind of awful darn hard in some ways to keep them back in your operation. I know that's what everybody's looking at, right?
Absolutely. And it gets complex, right? You've got 9% interest, which increases the cost to buy those animals. You've got the age of the industry. There's quite a few valid arguments. What we generally consider the cow-calf sector is not going to grow the herd because of age, because of all those things. And we're kind of enjoying where we are. And we really did not enjoy where we were 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Right, right.
Now, with that being said, I think you also have to take a quick look at the grain markets and how tough that is, specifically winter wheat. And with the technology we have now, those guys can swing back and forth quite easily from grain to cattle. And I think there's a lot of areas, the Golden Triangle in Montana, for example, they're clearly not going to go cattle. But I think there's also a lot of areas, you know, Nebraska, Kansas, that can swing back and forth. So I think the question becomes, or my concern or red flag is, as you stated, it is the grain's looking so tough and cattle looking so good. Do some of those guys swing, and is that where the growth comes from?
As we were talking, I just got a Facebook message of somebody saying, when is this going to break? And that's the question that people are trying to answer. And really, a person really, you got to know your numbers. You got to know where you're at. You got to know where you're profitable, because how are you going to know if you need to put your foot on the gas and just give her the dickens, or if you need to put your foot on the clutch and maybe downshift a little bit?
I'm a contrarian at heart, and I think we've touched on this before. So with these kind of prices, my foot is definitely not on the gas. I'm not saying I'm stomping on the brake, but I'm definitely, my foot is definitely not on the gas at these prices. I'm generally speaking would look more to be a seller than a buyer at these prices.
Hey, all, Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, May 14th, we have our small livestock and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $10 a head, no reserves, all lots will sell. Featured lots include Malachi, a registered buckskin, white pink gelding, 2009, 14 hands, professionally trained, kid safe, was doing barrel racing last year, very patient, and was shown in 4-H from Statry Horses in Ellensburg, Washington. They also have Gambler's Sweet Common Sense, a registered chocolate Rocky Mountain mare, 2007, 15 hands high, 3 months of training after she was green broke, and then had an additional 4 months of training 6 years ago, really smooth gait from Satire Horses. 6 purebred Hog Island ewes, 130 pounds. They're open right now. They're on mixed grass pasture, first cutting hay and some sheep grain with some oats that they've been on since lambing and weaning, from Genesis County Village and Museum in Mumford, New York. 6 Nigerian dwarf boar does with babies, 2 mamas, 4 babies. The goats are all vaccinated and ready to go from Martinez Livestock in Dallas, Texas. 2 Nubian feeder goats, they're both banded males, 50 pounds, purebred from Peacock Farms in Milan, Georgia. A purebred Nishan sow, 25 months old, last litter was 9 piglets. These are known as a pasture breed and a lard breed. They're great for homesteading. They also have a purebred boar, 24 months old. He's a proven breeder from Donnell Brown Farms in Lacona, Indiana. Featured haylots include 120 large square grass bales, selling on four lots of 30 bales. It's 3x3x8, clean, bale dry, stored inside from Kendall County Equipment in Otsego, Illinois. Three large round alfalfa bales, 5x6 net wrapped second cutting, 1,500 pounds from Welton Auction in Malmo, Nebraska. 80 small square prairie hay bales, selling on four 20 bale lots, wire tie, put up with no rain, Cove's Auction in David City. And 60 small square alfalfa bales, selling on three 20 bale lots, wire tie, fourth cutting, shedded, good quality hay from Velocity Auction in Lincoln, Nebraska. Bidding is currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, May 14th. Got sheep, goats, pigs to sell? Regular small livestock online auctions second Wednesday every month, with hay sales every Wednesday on livestockmarket.com and auctiontime.com.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Dr. Bill Weldon with Axiota Animal Health, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with LivestockMarket.com, Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.